because I'm doing good. If you're doing good and I'm doing good, then that means we are doing good. And that means we are about to run it back again. That's right. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, a.k.a. the Monday Mass. Chris Cote and Todd Richards. Todd is watching YouTube.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to become part of the podcast. Hi, everybody.
Well, you're being part of the problem, not the
solution. Hi, everybody. Guess what? It's Earth Day. Today is the day that we celebrate when the dinosaurs died and their little bits and pieces of them went into the soil and became
gasoline.
Gasoline. Right?
Happy Earth Day.
Isn't that what Earth Day is about?
I figured something out.
Okay, what?
This is just a little Earth Day minute here. One of my small contributions to the Earth is that when I go surfing, and most of us have wetsuits that have the thing that goes over your head and you have the little there's a pouch right here, right? A pocket, Todd?
Isn't that called a hood?
It's a trash pocket.
What are you talking about?
This part.
Oh, yeah. I pick up shit.
This is a trash pocket. You put trash in there.
I pick up way more trash than you do at the beach.
Good. Because you offset it with the trash coming out of your mouth.
God, you're not nice. Guys, it is Earth Day.
You survived 420 weekend, man. How did you survive all those edibles and stuff?
All the edibles. It's really funny, like you can petition to have any day of the year be like a day.
Right. And what is the origin of 420? Like, how did it start? Do you know? I know you're a big 420 enthusiast. How did it start?
I remember hearing, like, probably early 90s is when the 420 thing, like, started to become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I remembered, like, someone saying it was, like, something had to do with a chemical compound or something. I don't know. In the chat, what's the 420 thing again?
Yeah.
What is it?
Let us know. Because we forget. Oh, man.
What is the 420 thing?
Today is 4/22, April 22nd, 2024, a.k.a. Earth Day. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris. This is Todd. This podcast is presented by Sunbum. Todd, Sunbum.
Last week, Chris took some Sunbum to the face.
I did. And now I use it on my face every day. Sunbum does not care. If you use Sunbum, they just want you to use any kind of sunblock. We, Todd and I, recommend Sunbum. This stuff is the best.
I'm going to Mexico in...
It doesn't work.
I'm going to Mexico in 2 weeks.
Oh, this is for you.
Yeah, I need this. This is the best stuff.
I'm going to put some
now, hey, I'm going to give you guys a real-world heads-up.
Okay.
Those of you that are married out there, I know a lot of you are because our demographic is skewing older and older.
Yeah.
This stuff, because when you go to take it off, the flesh tone sunscreen, white towels, you will destroy all the towels in your house. So find yourself a nice dark towel that you designate as the flesh tone sunscreen remover.
Or you can use, some of Sunbum's clear sunblock. Or they have white zinc style. So there's a lot of different options. But that's a pro tip for you right there. Yeah. Don't ruin the white towels. What else we got? Spy Optics at Spy Optic. So at Sunbum, follow Sunbum. They've got a lot of great content on their Instagram.
What kind of
Spy Optics? So these are Spy Optic right here. These are RX glasses right here. They're for computer work. They're for reading. And I'll tell you, the Spy Arm Tech is what I would like to spotlight right now. So Spy has there's little like hinges and springs in the arms. Therefore, when I put these on my face, they stay on. They're locked in, but they don't squeeze my brain and give me a headache.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Do all the glasses have this or just the RX ones? This is the kind of stuff that like this. See, people want to know about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's a pro tip.
Wow, these are
presented by Spy. We're full of pro tips. And I can see. Oh, my God. What else we got? Opus Footwear at Opus Footwear. Todd, I'm back in the slip-ons now. I was going lace-up for a while, and now I'm back in the slip-ons. Got me some new Opus joints. These are for skaters, by skaters, DIY, independent, ripping skate shoes that Todd and I love.
Those are new ones.
Yeah, these are new ones.
You know, brand new. I wear, like, I'm on another hunt.
Another hunt.
A hunt for the best walking around shoes that are not skate shoes.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to mention while we're talking about a shoe sponsor that we have podcast.
When have we ever followed anything?
I walk around in these.
Do we have a spy code for people?
Yeah, Mass.
Mass.
Monday Mass.
Monday. Is it Monday Mass?
Something like that.
At checkout. Try Mass or Monday Mass at checkout. I think it's like 20% off at least.
Basically, you're on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow Opus Footwear at Opus Footwear. Japanese barbecue sauce is a hot topic around the world right now. And thankfully, we are sponsored by the best. If you look behind me, there's your Bachan's Japanese yuzu, barbecue sauce.
But if you are out there in the wild and you're at a Walmart or the initial rollout for Walmart is for the honey barbecue sauce.
Put it on your honeydew list.
The new one that has dropped, and it is banger. It's just starting to find its way into all the grocery stores. The initial rollout was with Walmart.
What do you use it on?
What do I use?
What do you use the honey? And Prager's? Honey
It's so amazing on chicken. Yeah. This weekend, I just had like a vegetable rice bowl and put the... It's like... Wow. It's basically like a... I don't know. It's almost like a sweet teriyaki sauce. It's so good.
I'm down. Yeah. It's at Try Bachan's. If you haven't tried it yet, do it. We got Machu Picchu Energy right here. Todd, drink this one. It's from last show. I think it's still going to be good.
I'm not going to drink that one, but I will snap into this one.
Well, we assure you that week-old Machu Picchu Energy is still good.
It has the same amount.
Got the freshies.
It's the same amount of energy.
Oh, yeah?
From a week ago.
You know, I think when we did drink this last week, I was pumped for the rest of the day.
I was jacked up.
Yeah, I loved it.
You know what I call Machu Picchu? The midday motivator is what I call it.
I like that.
If you need a little pick-me-up right around noon,
okay.
You know, your coffee's worn off from the morning, and you need a little midday pick-me-up, I say snap into a Machu Picchu.
Boom. Love it. And speaking of, so you got your midday motivator. What about your morning motivator? If you live in the Encinitas area, if you go to the San Diego airport, if you live in Oceanside, if you live near Carlsbad's Palomar Airport Road, Panikin Coffee and Tea is the morning wake-up call that we all need. I was there this morning. The homie, Panikin Tony, one of the best dudes out, wearing a Monday Mass shirt.
I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
I think I need
this. That's for you.
Okay.
Which product is this?
This is the Mineral 50.
That's what I'm saying.
My wife is always telling me that you want to use a mineral sunscreen.
Yeah. Well, wives know. Your wife knows. What else we got? So at Panikin Coffee and Tea, please follow them. And we've got the Dana Point Film Festival happening May 2nd through 5th. That is in Dana Point, California. The big festivities are happening at Salt Creek Beach. You know the grass hill at Salt Creek? When's the last time you've been to Salt Creek?
A long time.
So there's a giant grass hill, huge screen at the bottom of the hill. It's free for everybody. Come on down on May 3rd. Sunbender is playing along with DJ Kurt. I'll be DJing a little bit myself. The big draw there is it's Volcom night. They're going to show Munch. They're going to show Volcom films, Volcom team riders. I'm sure there'll be some free Volcom swag, free stuff, Todd, if you don't know the millennial terms. So that's happening on May 3rd, and it goes the whole weekend long at Dana Point Film Festival. So that's your opening ad block.
Okay.
The favorite ad block of the top of the show, the second favorite ad block, equally important, will be coming up later. Todd, I just want to give a shout out to Dylan Stark and the 420 bike jam that happened this weekend, Lake Elsinore. And I want to also give a shout out to Lake Elsinore in general.
Why?
Because Lake Elsinore, when you go into the, when you drive in, from what I heard in the past, right? Lake Elsinore, it's like motocross, kind of tweaky, kind of sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pockets, but what I really enjoyed about Lake Elsinore, they had an amazing, so basically they say their tagline is something like live extreme or something like that. So
Lake Elsinore has a tagline?
Yeah. So on the big sign, welcome to Lake Elsinore, live extreme or extreme living or whatever it is, but they've really leaned into skateboarding, mountain biking. Maybe your thing's not turned on, the power cord. So we have a power cord over here.
You're not turned on.
Turn it. It is turned on because my light's on. Okay. Well, anyway, Lake Elsinore, live extreme. So went out there. My son London and his homies rode at the 420 bike jam. It was epic. I mean, this crew has dug the craziest mountain biking wonderland. It's like in a ravine with trees. It was super sick. Everyone there was super nice. Boys were charging. It definitely was a 420 jam. There was
shouts out to mountain bike and
mountain biking in general,
BMX, yeah, trail diggers and jump diggers. Oh,
it was sick. And so
it's a lot of like effort.
It was cool because I felt comfortable dropping my teenage son and his homie off on the side of the road. I'm like, I trust these mountain bike dwellers in this canyon. I don't know them, but I trust them. Drop them off. My other son, Roman, and I went to the Lake Elsinore Skate Park, which was crazy. What a wild park. Super fun. And then we went down to the lake. He did parkour. We just had a great day. Shout out Lake Elsinore.
Wow, I didn't do half as much cool shit as you did.
That was my 420. And just so you know, some Sunbender news. Sunbender just dropped a live version of Tension, recorded at the Casbah. That's on our Bandcamp page. 3 Sunbender shows, May 3rd. Dana Point Film Festival, May 10th at Booze Brothers with Crasher, May 19th at the Wayfarer Costa Mesa with Human, and with that, wait, did you want to give us a weekend update? What did you do this weekend?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do a shit. Wow. No, you know what I did? I
you welcomed May Gray into the world.
We made a new garden. We put some DG, a little DG path. We planted some trees.
Was that for Earth Day prequel?
No, but, I mean, it's just coincidental.
What kind? Oh, it was a 420 garden. I get it. So you planted marijuana?
No.
At your house?
Apples.
Apples.
An
apple tree?
Anna apple trees. We have several Anna apple trees at our house.
So how long do we have to wait till we get to eat some apples from your garden?
I'm thinking like probably by June they'll be popping.
Next June?
No, this June.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I planted corn.
All right. You did?
Yeah.
No.
This is an action sports podcast.
Great.
Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards at Hanson Surfboards. Margaret River Pro, a.k.a. Surfing's Red Wedding. Todd, I cried watching this surf event because of the Sammy Pupo versus Miguel Pupo brother heat. Whoever lost this heat was immediately cut from the championship tour. This was some Game of Thrones shit right here. These two brothers are some of the nicest, just coolest people. And they go out there and you can just feel the did you watch that?
It was the most exhilarating double Pupo that I've seen since Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh God, it was beautiful. It was bittersweet. It was heartbreaking. Sammy got the win. His post interview, he couldn't even speak. He was crying. I called my brother immediately after. I love you, bro. And I also like that the younger brother beat the older brother, but that's a personal thing. John Florence and Jack Robinson went off, both of them, just easily decimating the field.
Huge shouts out.
You got shouts out.
I did.
Go ahead.
I said huge shout out to Kaipo for mislabeling at the end. I thought that was great.
Last year.
I thought that was this year.
No, where he said John Florence.
Oh, that was last year?
Bro, where have you been?
I don't know. I didn't see the actual final.
Redo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was great, though.
He nailed it, and I like that they were joking around about that, but, I mean, again.
So good.
So great, dude, to see a contest with sick waves.
John's 10 was just.
Oh, my God.
Mental.
John Florence. And, I mean, both those guys. What a rad duo to have in surfing right now. What other big movers? Seth Moniz got it together. Made a bunch of heats, jumped 11 spots up on the rankings, saved his ass, made the cut, and big ups to George Pitar. You watch George Pitar surf?
Mm-mm.
He's amazing.
He was the wild card.
Wild card came through, and your guy, Gabriel Medina, cried again. That was last week, but we'd have to mention some of the highlights that happened. Or should we say some of the cry lights? That happened, and on the women's side of the draw, Gabriella Bryan smashed her way to victory, along with rookie Sawyer Lindblad. So both of these surfers came out swinging all the way through, dodging the cutoff line, making it into the next phase of the championship tour, which starts May 22nd. at the end of the road, Todd.
Chiopo. I feel like that we need to address, though, the Kelly Slater retiring clips.
Yeah, yeah, we did get called out on our YouTube page.
Why? People watch that?
Yeah. Somebody, I forget who it was, basically saying like, and in other news, the greatest surfer of all time retires and you guys missed it. Well, we didn't miss it.
No, we were busy.
It didn't happen yet.
We were busy in Skate Nerd.
Well, we didn't have a time machine either.
Chris is still trying to recover from his devastating loss in Skate Nerd.
I'm still, you know what? I rewatched it and I don't apologize. No. I came in very cocky.
You did?
Came off as cocky, came in as cocky, left humbled. So shake my hand. Good job, Todd.
That's okay. You can come in cocky.
I can lose too. And when I lose, I don't complain about it. I regroup. I start doing my research for the rematch, which is happening next month. I don't know when, but it's happening.
All right. But anyway, I think we should shout out to Kelly because it did happen kind of like right after we wrapped our podcast last week.
Like a minute after.
I think it's, do you know? It's been a long journey for that guy, and he is now, you know, embarking on another one. He's going to have probably a baby in the lineup. You know, we're just big fans of having babies.
Like in the ocean?
In the ocean.
They're going to have their baby out there? Keep the baby off the board till it's at least five.
Five?
I don't like babies on boards. So here's one thing. Okay. I'm the biggest Kelly Slater fan in this whole office right now. The word retire, though, to me, is a bit of a misnomer.
Well, he's done that twice.
He did not, by choice, take himself out of his job.
Kelly's retired several times.
Right.
Already.
But has he ever retired?
No, and I don't think he's retired now. I think he's going to get some wild cards into some events and fuck shit up for some people.
I think, technically, he got laid off. You know?
Mm.
If that's his job... If he would have made that heat, he would still be employed at his job.
I don't know about that.
But if he retired, it was kind of a not his
choice.
He
got a pretty sick severance. If he got laid off, then Kelly Slater's severance package is
it's pretty good.
Mongo.
Well, I believe that Kelly Slater obviously is the greatest of all time in any sport, in my opinion. I'm hoping, it's probably going to happen. He's going to get a wild card into the outer known Tahiti Pro.
Yeah, and he's going to fuck shit up because Kelly is very comfortable in that wave.
Well, get this. I actually have some news. So this was on Beach Grit. If Kelly Slater gets wild cards to Tahiti, Cloud Break, and ends up winning one and doing okay in the other, let's say he makes two semis, he will maybe have enough points to secure a place for next year and requalify for the championship tour if he places above the 22nd surfer. So... there are theories out there on how Kelly Slater could potentially requalify. Will he accept requalification? We don't know. Will he accept wild cards into big events like Tahiti and Cloudbreak? God hope so.
I don't think Kelly can stay away. And it's like, you know, I have...
Because he hasn't said the word retire yet. Have you heard it?
I feel like people like that, like they're... Kelly's a shark. He needs to keep swimming.
Yeah.
And it's like just people that are so hungry and the competition drives them. Because Kelly's not like it's not like he relaxes off of the surfboard.
Right.
He is hyper competitive in every aspect of his life.
Yeah. So I hope he gets as many wild cards as he wants. I love it. We all love Kelly. Everyone wants to see him. Another big story in Margaret River was the dolphins. You love to see it. You love to see dolphins surfing waves. Anyway. Kolohe and Dino and the 2% movement is happening. Here are some things that Kolohe and Dino has said recently regarding 2%, which we still, now I think we know that it's a clothing company, right? And a production company.
I thought it was milk.
Okay. Quote, since the industry went from mags and movies to TikTok and Instagram, we have seen the entire fabric of it ripped to shreds.
Right.
Sideways, back and forth, into pieces, on the floor, your dogs to piss on, your baby to puke on. I like that. Core surf brand, vibe, production. Okay, that's what it is. It's a core surf brand. It's a vibe. It's a production company. Movies, merch drops, music and art, zagging when everyone else is zigging. Literally an in-person brand. You can put your finger on what it is that embodies global surfing culture. Surfing, not sailing.
Youth against establishment. Wait.
Is that a John John diss?
I think that was a John John diss.
Surfing, not sailing, not foiling Kyleniadis. Fucking surfing. Not a brand, a fucking movement. And never doing things for the masses.
This sounds like a gym
mantra. So you got a
mantra.
JJF disc, you got a Kyleni disc, a Hurley disc, a Florence Machine disc. I like a good, friendly rivalry.
Right.
Some disses like that. I'm here for it.
I feel like that's...
Would you wear a 2% hoodie, t-shirt?
No, because I have a contract.
Oh.
But that kind of like...
Yeah, with the surf industry.
Like that mission statement, I hate to say it, dude. It's pretty fucking cringe. It kind of sounds like something you'd write on the wall while you're wailing on your fucking calves. You know what I mean?
Wait,
like
wailing on what?
I don't know. Your legs.
Calf day?
When you're hitting the calves hard.
Oh, like at the gym.
When you're wailing your glutes. That's like, I could picture that like in one of those like frames where it's like there's a mountain or maybe a fucking eagle. Like a explosion behind it, and it has all that shit written on there, and you're like, "Fuck!"
It's like I think it's kind of punk rock to just put it all out there.
It's not even you know what punk rock is these days. Punk rock is fucking.
Oh, punk rock is the guy I saw riding one of those motorized unicycle things over giant dirt jumps.
Okay,
holding a bong.
He was holding a bong. Did he eat shit?
No. Punk rock is the guy I saw on a brakeless BMX bike fly into the air and knew he was landing in the flats and he bailed his bike.
BMXers are the most punk. They're fucking punk.
Digging. At least Kaloy and Dino didn't say, this is not for mountain bikers. I think it's you think it's cringe.
I think it's kind of cool to throw
all that shit out there.
For me, it's really funny that coming up in the age that we did and like the era is to like you to be punk rock, you just were. You didn't have a fucking punk rock mission statement that you were gonna like follow.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You just were. Like you were fucking punk because you were doing something that everyone else didn't do. And you just took, like, for skating, we got fucking beat up. For snowboarding, got fucking spit on off the lifts. And even, like, Christian Fletcher was punk rock because he was going so against the grain that everyone fucking hated him, and he changed the sport.
Well, this is going against the grain in ways. I do like that they're calling out other companies, and it's yet to see if this is actually going to be the antithesis of all these other companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I like something different.
I like different I too. Like it'd be funny to watch how this pans out.
Yeah. I mean, good clean shit talking is always welcome, in my opinion. As long as you're not being, you know, personal about it. German big wave surfer Sebastian Sudner has surfed the possibly biggest wave ever measured again. 93.7 feet. So this is more of old news that's now become new news because your friends at Porsche Engineering and Team Studner. So big wave surfing is a lot different, right? You got Kolohe and the 2% crew kind of like poking the other industry companies, like this. But then you got big wave tow-in surfers and their Team Porsche. and they're the one guy who rides the waves has a Team Studner. So it's like you're one guy. And you have a team, and you're sponsored by Porsche Engineering. And Porsche used state-of-the-art drone technology to measure the wave, and official confirmation is still pending. So I love that in big wave surfing, you can put out a press
release. Are they using lasers and shit?
Laser drones. You can put out a press release and say that you rode the biggest wave because your team measured it, and it's pending, but it's the biggest wave. Interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
93 feet is pretty...
That's really big, dude.
Man, more dissing happening on the internet.
What's
surfing.
That?
You know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Yeah.
She's an actress. So she is actually kind of a ripping kite surfer. 2% is not for kite surfing. I think we know that. But Sydney Sweeney is all about it. Sydney Sweeney was dissed by a producer of another woman who's a producer and said she's pretty but can't act. Burn.
Wow.
So Sydney took to the gram.
Do you think Sydney goes home and cries herself to sleep on a gigantic money-filled mattress?
She's like stuffing $100 bills under her pillow because it's a little lumpy.
Mm.
Well,
Who cares?
She said, how sad that a woman in a position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman.
Oh, so it was another woman.
Yeah, woman on woman.
That smells like jealousy.
That does. So the producer was named something Bomb.
Bomb?
And she was in the film Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So she's obviously in a position to call out other people for acting.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a very underrated television show.
I think Sydney Sweeney is an underrated kite surfer. She was kite surfing in a pretty revealing outfit.
Now, when you say kite surfing, like she's standing on it or she's like doing it?
What?
Because cats can stand on a skateboard and people are like, oh
it's... no, she was actually like...
Okay, she's doing it.
Yeah, like on a wakeboard, okay. But with the kite.
Got it.
Did you say cat?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got cat news for you, Todd.
Okay, what is
it? I know you love cats. Okay, so a couple has been accused of abusing their cat by internet trolls. Nick Haney and Kayla Tabish's cat, Maverick, has garnered global attention for its amazing surfing abilities. This is the cat that looks like a cheetah. It's like a dotted cat. So I see you frowning, Todd.
This might be worse than babies.
So this couple has gotten a lot of backlash. The cat's trying to just surf. Because the couple realized they had a very active cat. And they took it slow, and they realized that they just wanted to get the cat outside a little bit, but they couldn't find a harness that worked for cats, so they invented their own. Because small dog harnesses do not work for cats, Todd. They invented a cat harness called the Surfer Cat. It's an escape-proof leash, so you can take your cat on a walk, but they've gone much further.
Okay.
They take their cat, they're in Italy. They take their cat to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They take their cat surfing, mm-hmm. paddle boarding. They mm-hmm. take their cat on walks. And the cat seems to love it. So where do you draw the line? They have taken this cat surfing. They've taken it slow, introducing it to water. And
mm-hmm.
the cat seems to revel in the idea of going outside and, you know, being around. Their whole motto is to smash the deception that cats don't have to stay home. Let me try that again. Our whole motto is to smash the deception that cats don't have to stay home. Why do you lock your cats inside and don't let them go surfing, Todd?
Look, it's hard enough to get someone to watch my fucking cat when I want to go and do shit. Now I got to worry about getting the cat dressed to go fucking snowboarding.
Well,
my kids, it's so hard to get them to put their boots on and to bring all their shit. Now I got to worry about fucking Duchess. I got to bring her shit to the hill.
You have a cat named Duchess?
I'm just throwing names out there. Duchess would be a great name for a Persian. But now we have to outfit cats.
Have you ever taken your cat on a walk in a harness?
No, cats don't fucking go for walks.
Maverick does. Maverick goes surfing. You should show your cat's video of Maverick and see what the reaction is. Our neighbors to the north in Canada have had their national championships. The Herring Nation is stoked because Reed Platanius and Sanoa Olin are your Canadian national champions. Herring be with you.
Herring what?
I wish I had a tin.
What is the championship?
The Rip Curl Canadian National Championships.
Of what?
Of surfing.
Okay.
We're in surfing.
I thought you were talking about a herring.
I have a herring tin I could...
No.
Nope.
Pop.
Nope. We don't need that.
Herring be with you, Todd.
Don't need that.
Congrats to our guy Greg Browning and Mike Balzer, along with David Nueva. They are being inducted into the Surfers Walk of Fame in Hermosa Beach. And for your longboarding pleasure, right now the Surf City El Salvador ISA World Longboarding Championships is happening at El Sunzal. And as always...
Pumping.
It's pumping in El Salvador. Surf City is holding. I've never seen it not pumping in El Salvador, especially El Sunzal. So good luck to my friends and family at the ISA World Longboarding Championships coming up next month.
I noticed you're not
ISA
there.
ISA World Junior Championships are happening.
Are you going?
I'm going to Tahiti.
Okay. Oh, you are?
May 22nd.
No shit.
That's right. We're going to have to do it.
You're back on the WSL slurp.
I made the cut.
Who's it going to be? Who are the commentators?
I don't know.
Who do you think it's going to be? Kaipo Guerrero?
Probably.
Do you think Strider will be in the channel?
Definitely. I would hope so.
Rosie Hodge?
Hopefully.
Joe Trappell?
I would maybe.
Wow.
Well, because I'm the other, I'm another play-by-play guy. So you're play-by-play experts on the WSL, Joe Turpel, mm-hmm. Ronnie Blakey, myself. Mm-hmm. Kaipo does some play-by-play, but he's usually an analyst. No, Kaipo is an amazing play-by-play. He does everything.
Yeah.
I think Kaipo is now potentially the greatest utility commentator there is.
Wow.
He's on ladders. He's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
He does the wrap-up shows. He's killing it. I really enjoyed the commentary teams in Australia. Stace Gilbreath in the post-heaters was great. The ladies were great. It was great.
Cool.
Everything's great. Everything's fine. Everything's awesome.
Earth Day. Okay, what's next?
Mid-show ad block. New Greens, Todd.
New Greens.
Oh, yeah.
What can we say that hasn't been said about New Greens? Listen.
Okay.
You want to outlive your friends.
Okay.
You need to do at least one thing.
I want to share New Greens with them and we can all live long together.
That's not the way it works, Chris.
Oh, this is a
You want to dominate people. You want to be spite healthy. It's the new thing that is sweeping TikTok right now.
Spite health.
You want to be healthier than the person that you can't stand so that you can rub it in their face.
When they die. That's
New
good.
Greens. Live longer. Outlive spite your health. Friends. Brag about your health.
I think spite health is a good hashtag.
Spite health is good.
Mammoth Mountain at Mammoth Mountain.
I was just talking to Gabe Taylor.
Gabe Taylor of Mammoth Mountain.
On my messenger, I said, "Hey, Gabe, when does Mammoth close?" And he said, "At least we're going to Memorial Day. So that is the 25th of May, at least." And I swear to God,
that's a month from now.
There's more snow. There's more snow than they know what to do with.
Let's go.
Parks.
We got to get there before the end of the season.
In snowboard news, we will talk about this, but the World Quarterpipe Championships are coming up May 3rd.
Tight.
At Mammoth, so you can go there and check that out. So that's Mammoth Mountain, and that is just up the road.
Just up the road at Mammoth Mountain. Pedal Electric at pedal.electric, the best e-bikes in the world. Todd and I ride them. Guess who I saw? You gifted a bike mm-hmm. to a legend.
Sean Sheffy.
And I saw him riding it yesterday.
Actually, I just got a call from Sean Sheffy this morning. We need to help him fix his brake reservoir.
Okay. At pedal.electric, hit him up. Vessel.com. Vessel shipping. Vessel shipping has helped me immensely because my son has started a mountain bike parts business. And so he's tapped into Vessel.com as well. This is when you sell something, you ship it with ease at Vessel.com. At Mint Tours. We got a Mint Tours update coming.
Oh, they're cut. They're coming down here on Wednesday, you know.
Yeah. We're going to get minty.
We're going to talk to
with
them.
Our homies. And diecutstickers.com at diecutstickers.com. Skate News is brought to you by Opus Footwear. For skateboarders, by skateboarders. Do something a little different, right? Wear some shoes that feel good and look good. Opus Footwear.
All right, what do we got? Skate
Local
News.
Local hero. If you're in the Southern California, San Diego, Encinitas area, Braden Hoban. Who learned how to skate just up the over the hill at the Encinitas YMCA, killed it in front of his whole family.
Mangled it.
All his friends.
Very, very precise skateboarding. And weekend. To see someone that is not from Japan on top of the leaderboard at Street League is very unusual these days.
Or Brazil.
So
this was and he dresses normal. He wears Rock Band t-shirts. Sponsored hat.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's going to skate the 10 stair down the street.
And he's
doing it in front of huge. I mean, amazing to see him do that in front of like his hometown crowd. He's giving his grandma a hug afterwards.
We have a question. What? In the chat.
Question here. In the chat.
It says
QIC. QITC. What?
I think it's.
Did you lose it?
Ivy Lim says, or JV. Who's this?
Todd's not good at reading.
Anyway, I can't read because my glasses are. We talked about surfing cats. What about the dog that was skateboarding at SLS? At Rowdy_Dauchon.
Rowdy the Dauchon is a legend, an icon in skateboarding. That dog loves to skate. Goes downstairs, does it all. You know Rowdy.
No. I don't follow pets that fucking do action sports.
Okay. Well, I don't follow babies that do action sports, so we have that in common. Haisa Leal won it for the women. Just skated. Perfect.
A lot of first tries.
All of our friends on the announcer skate announcer text chain we have, they were right here in and you saw all of them, right? They hung out. They come in.
Nope, they don't. They don't even talk to us when they come to town because
Alex White did.
They're too good.
Alex White texted me.
I didn't hear from her.
I didn't see her in person, but
Chris,
she gave me a 20-minute window to hang out with her. But Andrew, Paul.
I'd like to talk about a big skateboarding holiday that's coming up in May. Of course, that is Cinco de Mongo.
Oh.
It is the day in skateboard history where the pushing normal overshadowed and conquered the Mongo surf style push.
So
Cinco de Mongo.
Are we supposed to push Mongo on Cinco de Mongo as a
no.
shout out
no.
to no, pushing Mongo?
We've defeated the Mongo.
Okay. And is that short for Mongoloid?
I don't know.
See, I think I just...
The last,
I just figured it out.
The last person, I think, to aggressively pursue skateboarding Mongo in a street competition was Bill Danforth.
Yeah.
And it was very awkward to watch
Save
him do that.
Save that for Skate Nerd.
That's right.
So, I honestly think I just figured out why it's called Pushing Mongo, because it's pushing Mongoloid. Tony, Hawk, are you watching?
What does that mean, though?
Pushing like a Mongoloid. You're pushing like a Mongo. Pushing.
What's a Mongoloid? How do they?
It's that Devo song.
Okay.
Don't try to cancel me, bro. You can't.
Cinco de Mongo.
That.
Okay. What else do you have here?
Oh, Samsung Electronics, a worldwide Olympic and Paralympic partner today, launched a new documentary series starring legends of skateboarding: Eric Costin, Sky Brown, Grant Britton, and Chris Cote.
Can we talk?
Filmed right here in this office with 6 HD beautiful cameras.
Really?
I actually thought this was probably the best interview, talking head type of thing that one of the best things that I've ever been a part of.
Better than the last Gifted Hater about the current state of
different.
Finance and skateboarding.
It's different.
Oh.
No, but it was a. It's a documentary series. There's a surfing one called The Next Wave, a breakdancing one called Breaking Boundaries, and the one that I was in was called Concrete Dreams. It was really good. I'll admit it. Tell me about what... So Todd is new to the world of Gifted Hater.
I never really...
I've been watching him for 5 years.
I never really paid attention to Gifted Hater.
Okay.
To be honest, I've got so much other stuff.
You don't have time for hate.
I have all the time in the world for hate. I just wasn't introduced.
Plenty of time for hate.
I wasn't introduced.
I've been telling you about Gifted Hater for a long time.
I know. I just didn't. But obviously,
no dragons. No. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my YouTube consumption is that it's very narrow window. But I've recently been opening up my eyes a little bit. My peripheral vision's a little wider.
Good.
I will say this: that I love discourse. I don't like, you know, not.
Everyone, you don't like hate for hate's
no,
sake.
I'd like everyone to be able to have opinions, and I think that's what makes everything cool. Is like, you know, you can have an opinion and back it up, and if it's, you know, if that's your opinion, great. He is a very articulate gentleman.
Yeah.
Really good skater.
Oh, yeah.
He writes for
Sci-Fi Fantasy.
And I think it's...
picked by Jerry Sue.
I think it's like his last video on kind of the... like what we're considering.
Mikey and P-Rod is the video you're talking about.
Yes. And it was just a little bit... You ever see Ruben and Ed? Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, so in Ruben and Ed, there is... like, I should say this. It gets a little fine, like a little crypto bro for me.
Okay.
And
who? Ruben and Ed?
No. Like, oh, just the Mikey and the P-Rod thing. Like, these guys are such incredible skaters that have contributed to... It's just like... Ken Block always told me, I don't watch snowboarders' Instagrams for mediocre skate clips.
Right.
And I honestly think that that kind of applies. Like, I'm not watching skaters for financial advice.
Right.
Like, if all of a sudden I came out and did a Star Wars podcast, sure. Like, that's part of my persona from day one.
Okay.
But if I suddenly came on and started to do a podcast about yoga or... Maybe that's bad. I don't know.
That's a little far off.
That's a little far.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I feel like the vernacular and the terminology used in the original video that Gifted Hater is commenting on is cringy. That is the definition of cringe.
I don't know. It's just, like the, there's like the dime a dozen, like, financial people that are telling you that you suck on Instagram and you're blowing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you, and it's like that whole.
Well, I'm talking about people as.
It's like
commodities.
It's like,
well, you know, you got to trim the fat, and that means
firing. It's like people. Fast food finance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The problem is, so I've met P-Rod a couple times.
He's great.
He's super cool.
Mikey's like the nicest human ever. But it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I think that there were some valid points made in that gifted hater thing, just kind of about, like, you know,
it's the terminology fast, that they're using.
And also the fast fashion selling of these sports that we love. And not, you know, maybe not a lot of heart or I don't know.
Well, one of his main points was, okay, so
it ain't all about, like, making money.
Like, Primitive basically is a collaboration brand. And he's going, well, like, where's the creativity there?
Luke Cederman says that we could do way better with this podcast if we just gave financial advice.
Okay, do you have any financial advice? You're the rich one between us.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear it.
Luke
Cederman watches the Monday Mass.
Apparently.
Oh my God. You know he's wearing glasses now?
He is.
Yeah. Just like these.
You're shitting me.
And a beanie.
I did
hear. Where's my beanie?
Yep.
Well, now Luke's wearing glasses and a beanie, so I got to, like, I'm. He's.
Financial advice. More. What would be your financial advice?
My financial advice is this.
Two in the hand is better than three in the bush.
Okay.
Wait.
If you're going to spend money, spend it on things like Nerds Clusters, ice cream on a Friday night, four scoops. Spend it on organic chicken.
Buy
more
real estate 20 years ago. That is my financial advice for
you. Here's some financial advice. When you make money, don't spend more than you made. Because if you spend more than you made, your money goes down. And your net worth and your accruement, you know, your crypto averages, and you know, you gotta trim the fat, Todd. Right?
I say we just throw some ideas against the board and see what sticks.
I feel like if you're not accruing the detailed synopsis of the finances, you're not doing it right.
And at the state,
what is your account telling you?
Well, the state of interest rates is just right now. It's
State Farm. You're in good hands.
Okay, that's good.
Jack's Links.
I think
if you're getting paid by Jack's Links jerky and you don't send any Jack's Links jerky to your friends who have a podcast that you watch, Luke, then what are you even doing?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Chris.
I love beef jerky. Okay.
I hear you.
New Zealand. I didn't even know Jack's Link jerky existed in New Zealand until I started watching Raglan Surf Report.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
If I'm in New Zealand, I will be buying Jack's Links. And I will be finding Luke Cederman. And I'm going to pay him. You want to talk finances? I'll pay him to spray me.
With what?
Whatever he wants.
Sunscreen. Okay, that's enough of our financial advice.
Woo! Wow. I'm just still blown away that Raglan Surf Report watches us.
I just like to share my financial wisdom with as many strangers as I can.
So wait, let me just circle back. I just want to say, you know me. Everybody knows me. I'm Mr. Positivity. Some would say toxically positive. But one thing I don't like is when people hate on people, places, or things, or ideas, without backing it up with a little bit of research, a little bit of ideation to potentially help with the hate. And that's one thing the Gifted Hater does in an incredibly well-spoken, well-researched way. He doesn't just hate to hate. He hates for a purpose. And he backs it up with facts and details. And yes, he's hated on some of our friends. But I think he's well respected in the skate world because he's a gifted hater.
Hate us.
And that's it. I'll see you guys later.
Okay. That was a lot.
Buy Dogecoin.
6 years ago. All right. So now that we've switched, we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled
program.
Okay. So
I was on a really great Samsung documentary. And did I tell you Sunbender was playing? What else we got? I just randomly had this thought. What's up with the barracks?
I haven't thought about barracks in a long time.
I think about the barracks sometimes. And I went to the website today, and the last post was, we're moving the skate park. But I haven't heard or seen anything. So I'd like a barracks update. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of all this stuff. So I like the barracks. I like Battle at the Barracks. I like watching people do tricks in that park. So hopefully they're rebuilding the park. We don't know. Okay, you know what? All that other stuff we've been talking about is bullshit. It's all about this. The skate motor stick.
What does this do?
This is the REM Limitless Propulsion Stick. So you talk about pushing Mongo. Other people talk about pushing a skateboard in general. That's old. That's old school shit. We got a foldable propulsion stick. It was invented in Barcelona for skaters and inline skaters.
What's a propulsion stick?
Let me explain this to you. You want to go 25 miles per hour on your skateboard or inline skates, Todd?
I use a hill.
You cannot push that fast.
No.
I've seen you push. You can probably go 16, not 25. What we have here, the REM by Limitless Propulsion, foldable propulsion stick. This is a stick like a stand-up paddle. And on the end of it, there's a wheel and a motor. And you just touch the ground with it. And you fly. So you are holding a giant stick.
I have so many questions.
Go ahead. Hit me with them. Because I'm an expert at foldable propulsion sticks.
Is it electric?
Yes. It's electric.
Okay. So it's a...
Think of it as a bow staff with a wheel on the back.
Okay. So think of it as a portable bow staff.
Yeah. It's portable.
That weighs 70 pounds.
It might be 60 or 70 pounds, but you go 25 miles per hour.
So basically, think of you holding a very thick tree branch that makes you go forward.
Well, you are an expert at this.
I'm just trying to relate it.
Think of it as if you're stand-up paddling like this, but you're on rollerblades in the streets of Barcelona.
Now, do they say anything about using rollerblades?
Oh yeah,
because I could see this.
It's for skaters and bladers.
And bladers.
This is one of the first products that we can all agree on is fucking awesome. Okay, it's a stick that propels you.
What if you have two sticks,
dude? 50 miles an hour.
Dueling sticks.
50 miles an hour.
50 miles an hour.
Usually, because a lot of people have to use two hands.
Right.
But you're strong. I think you could do it.
Two sticks.
To me, I put this in the category. You know, the fins with the.
The motors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that. So, a revolutionary product.
I just wonder.
I want it all. Like, I want fins with engines,
we're going to go back to financial advice. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
You can either keep the money in your bank account, or you can throw it in a fan and try to come up with an idea like a propulsion stick that will never fucking catch on, and the thing is going to cost $500 a stick.
Todd, I wish you would have told me this a week ago, because the reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm an investor. I have invested $15,000.
Foldable propulsion stick was actually Chris's nickname in high school.
Yeah, and still. I don't know if I'm going to recoup, financial term.
I say.
Recoup means get back.
ROI,
return on investment. That's what I'm hoping
for. I like
to
use the analog propulsion stick and just find a hill. Go down.
Yeah, you're old school, bro. You're old head. The new school is using the stick.
Mm-hmm.
We propel ourselves with a stick, the propulsion stick.
Propelephant.
I mean,
what else do you have?
That's it.
That's
how you skate news. Skateboarding as we know it is over.
That is the single dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life.
Well, again, I'm an investor, so when I'm rich.
Nice knowing you, savings account.
ROI.
All right.
When I'm rich, news. I'm going to rub it in your face. I'm going to propel myself right by your house via my stick.
Brought to you by Mammoth Mountain, that is not closing until at least Memorial Day, and they've got sick parks.
We're talking about snowboarding in trunks and boots. That's it.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'll snowboard in jeans, Scotch guarded jeans.
Chris.
No shirt.
I have, since today is Earth Day, I figure we should lead the Earth Day discussion with. Are you familiar with?
You just pulled news up on your computer.
That's why I bought this.
Okay.
686. Are you familiar with this company?
Yeah, it's two more than.
Okay. You're going to say something dumb?
10, 20 more than the devil.
686 has been a force in snowboard apparel for a very long time. They were always that company that was just doing the right things. You know, they weren't a flash in the pan brand. They've been around for a minute.
Doing
the hard work in.
Yeah.
And here they are, 686 drops the news today on Earth Day that they are now a certified B Cup Corp. Since 686 is not a certified B Cup, at least a D. And so
what's a B Corp?
B Corp is they meet all the guidelines of sustainability.
Oh.
You know, look.
Is that me?
That is not you.
Look at the lower left.
No, it's Danny Cass.
That's Dutour.
No, it's Danny Cass. That's not you.
Thought it was me.
But Mike
that's
West.
That's how you want to be.
Mike West is a G, and 686 has.
There's so many letters in this story.
There's a lot of letters here, but anyways.
Way to be, 686.
686 meets all the criteria to be a sustainable company and doing their part for the Earth on Earth Day. Solid.
And every other day.
Solid B cup.
I'm going to invest in them.
You are?
Yeah. Okay. How does $50,000 sound?
It sounds great. Great.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Like we said earlier, Mint Tours is tours running in New Zealand through July, August, and September. Todd and I both put New Zealand as one of the best places on the planet.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go there. And if they're coming here on Wednesday, if the Mint Tours people are coming here on Wednesday, I would like to go back to New Zealand because...
That's where Luke Cederman lives.
Luke Cederman, I'm not going to
visit
him.
Does he throw spray on a snowboard like he does on a surfboard?
I don't even know if he snowboards. I'd like to go snowboarding with Luke Cederman. He's probably, I wonder how famous he is in New Zealand.
I'd love to hear him just make fun of you the whole day on a snowboard slope.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
This is cool. So Absinthe Films has now dropped the news that they are releasing a digital box set. This is sick. Okay, Absinthe Films teams up with Videographs to bring you a limited edition movie collection on a 32 gig flash drive. So this it looks like a little mini VHS tape.
Oh, that's cool.
You pull it apart and it's got a thumb drive in it, which is plug and play on modern TVs, any computer.
All the Absinthe movies?
Every Absinthe movie. We're talking about every radical snowboarder.
That's
Give me
sick.
Some of the names that who are in like Absinthe Films. I mean, it's everybody, right?
Oh, Nicholas Mueller, DCP. I mean, those are two of the big ones that stand
Gigi
out to
Ruff.
Me. Gigi Ruff.
It's Gigi?
Travis Rice back in the day.
I've heard of him.
He cut his teeth in the Absinthe Films. I mean, Justin Hoisnick and crew, they've like... You know, you think in terms of like there was like the Forum movies and there was the TB movies and MacDog. Absinthe kind of did it their own way. They spent a lot of time with writers from Europe and brought them in. Vole Nyvelt, like just Josh Dirksen. There's so many great names that have had incredible parts in the Absinthe films. This is really cool. I like this. Like
this
having
is physical.
Yeah,
it's a physical thing, which is missing in a lot of action sports.
I think that's
physical,
cool.
And it's a mini. VHS tape, you pop it apart, it's got a flash drive in there. You can go to VGSNOW.com. That's VGSNOW.com. That's great. We'd love to hear that. Also, the new Last Resort with Stan is the best, especially the Todd Richards joke.
Yeah, you know.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel great. I want to design a boot with New Balance. Heck yeah, is New Balance coming into the sport?
It's because you're from Massachusetts. New Balance is from Massachusetts. Or is
they
it
are?
Because
I think it was because I was old.
Because you're old.
And I had a boot rant.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're an old boot head.
Old boot head. We went to Mount Baldy on Friday, and let me tell you, the mountains in Southern California have closed, with the exception of Mount Baldy.
Okay.
Mount Baldy will be open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, until they decide that they can't pull it anymore, but
right.
Snow Summit closed down, so the Bear Mountain Resorts are now closed. They shut down the weekend with the Boxzilla, which is the longest box setup.
What's that?
It's just a whole bunch of boxes put in a row, and these boxes basically you try to slide them.
Ooh.
And they're very long and they can hurt you.
Boxzilla.
But anyways, so Baldy is still open.
Okay.
On the weekends, and I can tell you it was so fun. I went up there with a bunch of our friends and we had a great time.
I love it.
And
I
thought we were gonna go, like, for some reason I thought Baldy was open on Monday, because Chris, I texted you this weekend. I put together these Hovland snow skates that have been sitting in my garage because I haven't had time to ride them.
Mine is still in my closet.
And I put them together, and I really wanted to go up and shred. But there's still, like, just we're talking about places that are still open. Baldy's still open in Southern California. Mammoth is still open. Palisades and Tahoe is still open. I believe Kirkwood is still open. There are still some places to get after it. Mount Bachelor is still open. Mount Hood Meadows is still open.
What's harder?
What?
Snow skating or snow surfing?
Well, snow skating.
Is harder?
It's harder. But it's so fun, dude. It's like you love riding.
You don't need powder.
No. You love riding old school launch ramps, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's that.
Oh, sweet.
It's basically like you go launch ramping.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay. Do you have any other snowboarding news?
Not that I can think of right in this second, but maybe I will come up with something.
Okay. Well, Nerd News is brought to you by New Greens. Todd, the new Taylor Swift record dropped. I copped it immediately. I lose records right over here. Fortnite is the opening track.
Fortnite?
It's not about Fortnite, though.
Is it about a Fortnite, like how they used to say it, yes, in old speak?
It's Taylor Swift and
what is a Fortnite? What's his face? What is a Fortnite?
It's like 2 weeks.
Fortnite is 2 weeks?
Yeah. But the record has people just crying.
Why is it? Like, is it a breakup record?
It's always a breakup record with her, but it's great. I mean, if you like that, it's great.
Do you like that?
I listened to the premiere of it over FaceTime with a gal, and I had a great time.
Okay, that's weird.
Because I'm a grown-up.
I don't know what that even
means.
It's
fine. It's great. And it's getting great reviews.
Is it?
Yeah. Post Malone is who's on Fortnite with Taylor Swift. Mm. I mean, some people don't like her for her politics, but you can't knock the work ethic. She just released a 4-record album.
Chris, did you happen to see the new Deadpool versus Wolverine or Deadpool Wolverine trailer?
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be great. Wolverine is great. I think Logan was the last movie that we saw Wolverine in, and that was like the serious dark movie. Yeah. Deadpool, you can't lose with that.
No.
So this is going to be great. The new Deadpool popcorn bucket is looking great. Did I show you pictures of that?
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Yeah, it's going to be
certified Fifi.
Yeah, it's a Fifi bucket.
Fifi bucket. Same said Swiftie that I enjoyed the opening night of the Swift record with. We've been watching Fallout.
How good is it? It's really good. That's how you do it.
Insanely good.
That is how you do it.
So is the game Fallout? Have you ever played the game Fallout?
Yeah.
Is it as gnarly, graphic, sexual, yes, and violent as the actual show is?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Dude, I gotta start playing this.
Well, you creep around and there's all kinds of stuff you can do.
I think Fallout right now is probably the best show on TV.
Pretty good. But we're coming up into TV season, I call it.
What do you got?
Well, coming into June, we got The Boys new season.
Okay, can't
wait. We've got The Acolyte, which is the new Star Wars one. About to go way back in time.
A lot of sci-fi happening.
Sci-fi, and then we've got the new... we've got new Umbrella Academy coming up. We've got the new Game of Thrones. The second season of House of the Dragon is coming.
I got to catch up on that.
There's all kinds of shiitake coming at us this summer.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I feel like all these great shows, why don't they come out in winter when you want to be inside watching TV?
No.
Anyway, Fallout is amazing. It's on Amazon. You should watch it. Any other nerd news you got for me?
I know.
Okay. Well, let's go to questions. Questions brought to you by our friends at Sunbum. Todd is going to Mexico. He's going to be using this on his body. He's going to be using this on his face. And he's going to put Monday Mask stickers on his board because he's going on a surf trip.
Stop hitting the table. People don't like it when you hit the table.
Hi, people. Okay, here's a question.
What are the questions?
Board Yak says,
yes.
What's the most you've been inspired from a random source? I got unexpectedly hyped to snowboard watching Laura Enever's Ship Sterns edit. Damn, she's a boss. I fully agree. Laura Enever is untouchable. You cannot, don't care who you are, you cannot disparage this young woman's talent because she is freaking gnarly and she's proven it time and time again. And I like that this guy who's a snowboarder, Board Yak, watched that, and he's like, I'm going to go snowboarding.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was tight. Okay, Hanalei says, do surfers near the cut line do the math to figure out who they need to beat to get points and who could knock them out for a win, or do they just have a vague idea and focus on surfing their best?
I think they know exactly where they're at and exactly what they need to do, and that's why it gets so damn stressful.
They definitely know. They know all the scenarios. They know all the numbers. Most of them have coaches and team managers and stuff that break everything down. Mm-hmm. But then also they have those same coaches and team managers that tell them, do not think about the cut. Go out there and surf.
But yet, if you make
this. But they're human.
Yeah.
But if you lose, you're off. You know, it's interesting that I kind of just thought about this watching. Even when you see two surfers in the same heat that are homies on the land, I don't think nobody's talking to each other.
Well,
in the water.
Isn't that the thing that Kelly used to do? Like, he would talk to people in the water and it would kind of like rattle them.
Is it that stressful that you can't like go to the person like, man, this is fun, are you having a good time?
I feel like the last time we are, or are they talking more and we don't know? They're probably talking more than we don't know, but also I feel like the last time that we really saw like camaraderie like that was almost like back when Kelly and Machado were just like out there sessioning at Pipe.
Well, I think that most of them are friends, and barring any language barrier, it's just weird to me that, you know, sometimes you see them when the heat's over, they're talking, congratulating each other, which I love to see that. But it is just strange to me that there's not more banter going on. I mean, maybe if it's like
Griffin, like if you're taking
Seth Moniz or like homies, and they're out there like, oh man, I just killed.
Like you're like taking turns, like if it comes down to it, like you battled your way all the way up. Let's just say like at lowers,
okay, right?
Yeah, a way that I can relate to. You battle your way through all these qualifying rounds. You finally make it. I mean, this is old school lowers. Like when it's like you've got to like battle through.
Yeah.
Like not the cut. And you get into the lineup and it's like head high, a little bit overhead. And it's just you're two people in this lineup.
Yeah.
And you guys are just, no one's really in the way of anybody else. There's no hassling.
Yep.
You're just trading waves.
Okay.
Like, don't you feel like that would like the pure joy of what you're doing and the pure joy of the feeling we all chase would take over? Or do you think it's still like, I want to lop your head off?
I think in certain cases, I'm sure that is the most stressful event of the year for half the tour. Margaret River, just knowing the cut is happening. So I'm sure there's instances like at Pipeline when it's firing and both surfers are getting barreled. So I think that's an interesting thing to talk about maybe when I go.
I think I would trip like if I was at a snowboard competition and it's like
someone's like, are you having fun, Todd?
Well, no, it's like, I mean, I can remember like the jam formats that we used to have, because we didn't get jam formats very much.
You didn't get jammed.
The jam formats we would have if it was like sunny out and we're all just like trying to get our runs in and everyone's just like happy.
Yeah, I like that. There's a question for you right there.
What does it say? How insane is it? Oh, okay. So Ivy Lamb asks, how insane is it that they have coaches now as opposed to 20 years ago? And I think it's
well, we're seeing better surfing.
We're seeing better surfing, but it is.
And more of it.
It's unusual to see in all three sports.
Yeah.
That to see these the coaches come in. But I also think that
there's skate coaches is probably the least of the coached group.
But I feel like we were at a point when these sports were starting to come up into the, you know, in the beginning, that there wasn't anyone that was qualified to be your coach, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, it just, but now, like, if you see someone on the sidelines of a snowboard half pipe and it's Danny Cass coaching, you're like, hell yeah, that guy's got information to give. Yeah. Or JJ Thomas or whoever. It's because they've been in the same scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I know it bothers some people, but it doesn't bother me. Devin Curran says, there's still a bunch of snow here in Arizona. The mountain is going to stay open until May 5th. Come celebrate Cinco de Mayo and make some fun slushy turns. Where do people snowboard in Arizona?
It's an underrated. Flagstaff Snow Bowl.
Okay.
And that's a really, really cool place to snowboard. Snow Bowl is amazing.
Yeah. Matt Allen, Skateboards in Nature, says, any good book recommendations? Yes. The new Don Winslow, The Last of the Trilogy, City in Ruins. Oh, my God. You want to talk about sprawling.
I haven't read a book in so long.
City in Ruins, it's terrible. Don Winslow. Hell yes.
Dragons?
There's no dragons, but there's murder.
Mm.
There's fighting. Aaron Checkwood says, happy girth day. he, And I think that's all the questions we have, to be honest. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well,
great show.
That was a really, really great show.
You know what? I feel like we help people financially, and we also help people in the environmental way. Like, we are environmental financial wizards.
What's the best financial advice you've ever gotten from somebody? Like, for real. You ever gotten any good advice?
Don't pay off your credit cards on time.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty simple. I'm not the person. I'm poor.
I remember hearing a long time ago. Financial advice. That was like someone told me never look at a car as, because people used to say, invest in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You never consider a car an investment.
Right.
It's a depreciating asset.
Yeah. Use socks instead of tissues.
What?
It's financial advice.
And also, this one is a great financial advice to all my snowboard friends and skateboard and surf friends out there. And this is by Wendy Powell Brownlee. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
She says, display your sponsor items clearly. That is some solid financial advice.
And also, if you have a podcast, get 50 sponsors.
So, like, if 25 of them drop out, you still have half.
Right.
Right. All right. Yeah. We are going to go now because we have
lots
of shit to do, and we'll see you guys later.
We're going to go clean up the earth.